California. You think I'm sick? Come baby, let me know.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, now sexier with Dom. We're rolling through the happier happy hour. You could be a part. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Lordy, the other one, the other tape, Dom. Do you see the reporting at the New York Times and the attached 5 minute and 21 second, let's call it tape, recording of a Roger Stone guy that was on a phone call with some Trump supportive and said, you know, basically Trump was going to declare martial law and that if, you know, they did this effectively, Joe Biden would never reach the White House. That's the promise that he made.
That's the promise he made.
Joe Biden. December 20th, Jake Sullivan made. And he also said, you know, obviously there's going to be some reaction. You know, the Black Lives Matter protesters, he named by name. And he said, you know, our intent is to basically shut it down. We're going to have curfew. We're going to have, you know, let's call it limited martial law. And if they don't go home, we'll shoot their asses. But he's now claiming the Sullivan character, oh, I'm not advocating for violence.
No,
anything of the sort.
So when you say shoot their asses, that's not violent?
That wasn't even held up as the most important statement he made, because what he did say is we need these people to go down and breathe down the necks at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He basically encouraged the showing up and showing out, you know, stand up and stand by, something like
Crudy,
that.
You got it all wrong, man. According to the New York Times, the gentleman, I believe it is what, Jason Sullivan. Roger Stone acolyte. Apparently, his attorney has said this, quote, in a statement provided by his lawyer, Mr. Sullivan downplayed the nature of the call, saying he had merely, quote, shared some encouragement with what he described as people who felt their votes had been disenfranchised in the 2020 elections.
Kind of like John Eastman just shared his illegal conspiracy for overturning the election at the Wisconsin State Capitol last month.
Hey, we're just spitballing here. We're just talking. You know, what's the worst that could happen? Sullivan said he had been asked to participate in the call by a group of anti-vaccine activists, or what he called health freedom advocate moms, who were hosting a small permitted event at the Capitol on January 6th.
A little permitted event.
I only promoted peaceful solutions where Americans could raise their voices and be heard as expressed in our First Amendment, Sullivan said in the statement. I in no way condone the violence of any protesters. Still, in the recording of the call, Sullivan can be heard telling his listeners that the lawmakers inside the Capitol, quote, need to feel pressure. If we make the people inside that building sweat and they understand that they may not be able to walk in the streets any longer if they do the wrong thing, then maybe they'll do the right thing. We have to put that pressure there. As the Justice Department widens its inquiry, federal prosecutors are using a grand jury in Washington to gather information on political organizers, speakers, and so-called VIPs connected to a series of pro-Trump rallies after the 2020 election. As mentioned yesterday, one prominent planner of those rallies, Ali Alexander, received a subpoena from a grand jury last week and is intended to comply.
Will he comply, Dom? I bet he will.
Well, apparently, the first capo going down. So, now, Crew, do you have any problem with this? I mean, he's just, you know, just motivating, encouraging people to exercise their constitutional rights, right?
My understanding is the J6 committee had the copy of this recording some period of time ago. And when I see Liz Cheney in such confidence saying that the former president committed crimes and we're ready to issue a criminal referral to the DOJ. And when people say, well, why haven't you done it yet? There must be conflict on the committee. She says, no, there's not. No, there's not. I don't think there's a question about the evidence. No one's saying there's any question about whether or not Donald Trump conspired to overturn the election, you know, for his own benefit. That's a coup as far as I'm concerned. The John Eastmans of the world, hell, even the Jason Sullivans of the world, well, they're willing pawns, right? Although Eastman, I think he might play a bigger part. He's actually creating and constructing some of the legal theories. But let's not forget who else did. There's guys like Peter Navarro, and there's guys like Ted Cruz. and the Rudy Giulianis and the Roger Stones. I mean, there's so many people involved. I got to think Steve Bannon's involved. I got to think all of them that were
Senator
at the
Josh Hawley, to
Hotel
what degree?
On
what about
5th?
The people giving tours? We still haven't gotten any resolution on whether or not they were congressional staffers and or congresspeople who were giving tours to some of those rioters prior to that insurrection.
Oh, I think the very ones that might do that probably might be guilty of larger crimes. Let's also not forget, this plan was laid out for Republican state lawmakers, including those in the state of Wisconsin.
Who went for it
in no small part. And let's not forget, there were false slate of Trump electors that were put forth right here in the great state of Wisconsin, including Bob Spindell, a Wisconsin elections commissioner. Ironically, the only one that ever seemingly is exempted from calls to resign or for
lock him up,
to fire him.
Right.
You see this new Republican AG candidate, Eric Toney, calling for five to be pulled off the board. But Spindell, he's a fine, upstanding, fraudulent Trump elector. He's the good one.
He's and Eric calling Toney, for the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, to what to pull these people. And he doesn't have the authority. The governor does not, to my understanding.
Oh, it's not about that, Dom. It's about covering his own ass, because Eric Toney just caught some bad headlines yesterday because a guy that he recommended $500 bail for got out and killed a firefighter 2 weeks later. And when you're a law and order DA type, that's not looking so great on your record. So you got to look the other way, some shiny object.
Yes,
Scott Walker
right,
was
baby.
Great at
gotta
that.
Got to give him something else to talk about. You know,
take Donald little, Trump
take
often
the
did
heat
that.
Off for you. Yep.
Well, I think it quite ironic that Dean Knutson, who is a Wisconsin elections commissioner, the appointee of Robin Voss, he called it a stunt and said, you know, this guy's got his problem with his own campaign and releasing the guy on bail. And the other guy that said that, Adam Jarkow, the other Republican AG candidate. I find it ironic. They both pointed out that Eric Toney's got his own bad headlines and should shut the up.
Now, do you think that this rift in the Republican Party, as we see, you know, the speaker try to manage and massage this thing along, do you think there's going to be any ramifications come the midterms? Do you think it's going to be a headwind for the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin?
I'd like to think that, but no, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is we, you know, barring the overturning of Roe v. Wade, because I think that will be energizing for female voters and a lot of voters, I think we could see the complexity of this midterm change dramatically in the next 7 months. But I do think that if they stay on current trajectory, there could be a red wave. We're going to see the loss of the House. And we're going to see perhaps the loss of the U.S. Senate, although I think the House is more vulnerable. And then we're going to see Republicans that can't get anything done, right? Can't put forth their agenda because Joe Biden's still the veto pen, kind of like Tony Evers is here in the state of Wisconsin. So if you can't get it done on the federal level, well, a red wave election presumes, probably in the state of Wisconsin, that Tony Evers, who won by 31,000 votes last time, he may not withstand the red storm, if you know what I'm saying. So then all they have to fall back on is bad governance on the state level, because that's the only place where they can get anything done. So I think it gets quite a bit worse, the audaciousness of these Republicans. Well, if you can't get it done on a federal level, if Joe Biden is the goalie, you got to stick it to the poor people stuck in the red states. And, you know, if it plays out the way I'm describing it, Dom, well, that could be you. But I'm moving to Canada.
Oh, come on, man. Governor Ramjam. Is it possible? I don't believe it for a minute,
I think Governor Thompson, Governor Clayfish, I think those are far more possible.
I come on, man. I mean, I continue to, and I understand, you know, the historical situation with the midterms and all that, and you know, but there are stats that can be broken, and given the circumstances that we are in right now with a divided Republican Party and certainly going to be a motivated Democratic Party, I think
motivate them compared to right now, because right now they're not well
Roe
possibly the overturning
well, yeah,
of
Roe I mean that's
Wade.
That's going to be it's going to continue to be
you can't take my around. Asterisk I threw that out there as
well,
the asterisk,
come on
the
we've been talking
changer.
About that for a long time. And whether or not it actually comes to fruition, if the Supreme Court does overturn, goes against
when it comes to fruition,
overturns Roe v. Wade, that's going to just change the dynamic entirely. And even if it does not happen, they're still going to be certainly super motivated to fight against what will ultimately come one way or another.
844-967-2789. Here comes the storm. Mark from the SAC, you're first.
Hey, Mark, well, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Thanks. Yeah, and thanks for the intelligent conversation that you guys always have. And it's time when we see these guys like Voss and all this, and we see them all, and you just call them the craven cowards that they are. Say you're a craven coward and just turn your back and walk away and say, well, maybe I should turn my back on you because, you know, these guys.
I mean,
you know,
come on. You think that hurts his ego? Mark, you know he's been called far worse, and that's by his own caucus.
Yeah, well, it just is. And what we have to hammer home is, like Don was saying about Roe v. Wade, we have to hammer home is the Republican Party platform this time is to get rid of Social Security, to get rid of Medicare, to undo the New Deal that we still have in this country. You know, the Social Security pulls so many people out of poverty, still keeps people out of poverty. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that let's hammer home the point. Our own Paul Ryan went to school on SSI. Because his father died. His mother went back to school on SSI, so she could get her real estate license. I mean, that the Republicans want to undo all this good stuff. We have
but
to
Mark,
home the point that
but
government does good stuff.
Okay, fair enough. But you can't undo Social Security, not with a Democratic president, Joe Biden. So unless they effectively impeach the guy, you're not rolling back SSI. So that is not the real fear, to my opinion, Mark. The real fear is they're trying to roll back democracy, dude. If they win enough state houses and they win enough electoral processes and enough Secretary of State offices, well, then the next election is in doubt before it's even
upheld. But then, I mean, think about what we're talking. And I hear what you're saying, Curdy, but that also assumes that what we are discussing today and Eastman and, you know, going into the Capitol and the Gableman fraud investigation and all this BS that the Republicans are churning and spilling and running in right now, that will have zero impact on the electorate. And I don't know, man. If you're running against a Republican who's down with using a state legislature to overturn an election that they themselves probably won in, you know, how does that make any sense? I think there is going to be headwind when the embracing this to the degree that they have. You see Republicans standing up and clapping for Eastman, you know, to do this, to overturn democracy, to embrace authoritarianism and fascism. I don't see how that motivates a whole lot of people.
Well, it motivates their base. Midterm elections are base, get out your base elections. It's not the same as a presidential. You don't have the grandiose expenditures, not in the same way that Joe Biden did. It is a get out your base, and the Republican base is very engaged by this issue. It was stolen. We got screwed.
Yeah, they're very engaged to overturn democracy and in embrace authoritarianism and fraud. They're down for that. But I mean, are you not motivated to push back on that? Don't you think there is a huge swell of people who will be against that, including independents?
No, not enough. Far not enough. We see new polling. I talked about this. I don't know if you were on the show with me the other day when I mentioned this, but the new polling suggests that people really don't understand that Donald Trump was criminally complicit in this, the vast majority of the American people. And sure, Democrats believe it. But hell, 70-80% of Republicans still think the guy won the election. And many of the independents, they have not yet been convinced. So you talk about, could everything change legally? Well, not between now and the midterms. You could
have
indictments.
Man. Trump gets
you
indicted.
Could have indictments.
Roe v. Wade. I mean, everything that needs to happen is going to happen between now and the midterms. And everything that will happen will have an immediate and forceful impact on the results of that election, man.
It's a witch hunt. It's a political prosecution. I'm running for president again.
No.
He's going to say that anyway.
He is going to say that, and he's not going to get convicted, not for years. He may get convicted, but not this year, not between now and the midterms. And right now, it's about winning the House, winning the governor's mansion, and winning the U.S. Senate. And those things will not be affected, not in a great way.
If the man is indicted and J6 has their public hearings over the summertime, you don't think that's going to motivate and inform those very people who think that Donald Trump did nothing wrong? 844-967-2789. Come back. Answer that question.